Hello and welcome to episode 9, season 1 of the Purple Patch, a Fremantle Dockers podcast brought to you by Freo fans for Freo fans. I'm joined by the birthday boy, Oz. How you going, Oz?
Oh, I'm going very well.
Happy birthday for today.
Thank you very much. A very special pod because we're both dressed to the nines, as say, ready to roll.
I'm suited and booted.
We're taking this professionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going out for dinner tonight at Red Cabbage, mate, so I don't think I'll get changed. I think I'll just stay in this suit. Happy days. I'll keep the white shirt, probably spill a heap of food on it, but that'll be all right.
I'm looking very much forward to my Kievs.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Is that the birthday special,
mate? That's my request, chicken Kievs.
What about the Red Rooster chips?
Red Rooster chips.
Oh, nice,
and the leftover chocolate brownies from mother-in-law.
Really?
Oh, mate.
Delicious.
Oh.
Mate, I know this isn't food talk, but I had some shrimp tacos last night that my missus made. Dead set. I don't think you'd find any better in WA at the moment.
You're going to start bringing this food over, mate.
Mate,
We spend more time together than probably do with our partners.
Yeah, we do. Well.
All right, let's go.
Dockers are playing St Kilda this week. 11:10 on Sunday morning. So, Oz, my question to you just before we get off the bat is a more Dockery time 2:40 Sunday afternoon or 11:10 Sunday morning? What's more Dockery, do you think?
The afternoon? Because
I just feel like the morning game, buddy's like, man, it's 11 o'clock.
I know.
But 11 o'clock, I guess, you know, game if we win. The only thing with the 11 o'clock
evening
away
to recover
game is you can't,
if need be.
Yeah. if we can't, like, you can't get to a, like, you get to a pub, but you can't have a beer until, like, half time.
Yeah.
You can't be having beers at 11 o'clock in the morning.
No, it's not ideal.
Yeah. I guess it's a good excuse. Mate, so the 8 and 11 St Kilda Saints versing, I nearly said defeat, Freudian slip, versing the 9 and 10 Freo Dockers. Both teams 2 and 3 in their last 5 games, so both teams travelling relatively well, but if you consider the Dockers' win on the weekend, mate, it was probably in their top 10 of all time, and St Kilda lost to Adelaide, who haven't been travelling too well. They had a little bit of that, as we say in economics, dead cat bounce after they sacked their coach and had 2 wins on the trot. But in the last 5 games overall, it's 2 wins to St Kilda, 3 to the Dockers. So pretty interesting, mate, including the last, which was round 3 this year, mate, if you remember.
Yes.
Rightly. So the Dockers, 11-5-71, defeated St Kilda, 9-12-66. Nat Fyfe KO'd in that match. So is there a little bit of a KO revenge?
Well.
Mate, I remember when I got knocked out in a game of footy, and it's a very funny story, but essentially I told a bloke, I got the footy after a bounce, like after a goal, sorry, and chucked it at this bloke and goes, here you go, mate. That's what a footy feels like. In the preceding two, I think it was like about 20 seconds after, this is karma. The ball was close to him and I was standing next to him and he just punched the footy as hard as he could and it hit me in the head and like I had severe delayed concussion to the point where they thought I might not play footy ever again because my brain was... quite damaged. But anyway, I nothing wrong with me now, mate.
No, you
but Fifey was KO'd, so he might be up and about for this game, especially after his big game last week, mate.
Yeah.
I think the Dockers will be very keen to avenge the last time they were at Marvel Stadium,
yes,
in which they laid a big old dud against Western Bulldogs.
I thought you were going to say turd, but
no,
yes.
No, nearly said turd, but it was a really dud. The other thing that's quite interesting is that St Kilda formally interviewed Ratten this week, even today, I think.
Mm.
So a formal interview for Ratten. I think they're going a bit early on Ratten coming back in. Like, people always say, oh, he did all right at Carlton. He's not that bad a coach.
I've heard other reports. The old knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, who
Hit
knows?
The
like,
knee
win a couple of games.
Leg
and
goes a-flying.
Yeah, but he'll be keen to win as well, mate, and so will be the players if they're in. But let's go to the teams, mate. If you want to just... We'll just do the ins because discuss the extended interchange and what changes we'd made, if
which
any.
Is obviously extended because of the Sunday game. So the Fremantle Dockers are ins this week. Hayden Ballantyne, Travis Collier, Cam McCarthy and Ryan Niehaus, which means that we have an extended interchange. So like Duck said, we won't go through the entire team, but we will name the interchange bench as it stands, Duck. So we've got Mitch Croden, Bailey Banfield, Ryan Niehaus, Trav Collier, Lachie Schultz, Hayden Ballantyne, Cam McCarthy and Jason Carter are named on the interchange. What is very interesting... Before we talk about perhaps who we think are going to remain in the side this week, is the St Kilda ins. And the reason why I bring that up, Duck, is because that might determine who actually is in for the side. So for them, they've got Blake Akers, Dan Hannabury, Jack Nunes, Ben Patton, Bailey Rice, Sam Rao, who makes his debut apparently, and Jack Stevens. So some big ins from them. So over to you in terms of who you think.
Yeah, well, I mean, realistically, I think that of the eight guys on the interchange bench, I think it's pretty good. It's going to be pretty hard to change the team. You know, Ross is very much about, you know, winning side, win as a team,
consistency.
I think, however, Lachie Schultz is probably a little bit one that's going to be a little bit worried. His game wasn't bad on the weekend. He just missed a couple of opportunities, but we can't have too many small forwards that don't kick goals. And as we're about to talk about in key matchups, we've already got one that does that. So, look, I really think maybe Cam Mack played a really good game on the weekend, kicked a couple of goals, tackled a bit. The one knock on Cam Mack is he doesn't do anything if he doesn't get the ball. But, look, for a little bit better balance, but I wouldn't be adverse to keeping the team the same. Fast track, under the dome at Marvel, you know, see how it goes. But even maybe Collier to replace Schultz might even be a better pick.
So just someone
who could roll into the mids a bit more.
Yeah, and that's a nice little segue for me, Duck. If there was only going to be the one change for me, it would be Trav Collier. Just the pure pace and the ability to hit the scoreboard. And if he could just sort of snag one or two of those that tend to float either side of the goal sticks, as they say, I think his position in the side is almost cemented. I mean, yeah, we need his pace. His pressure around the contest is fantastic. But for me, perhaps looking the replacement for Lachie Schultz is Trav Collier.
Bit more of a mature head as well.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Cam McCarthy a little stiff. He kicked three for Peel on the weekend, I believe. So, you know, he is knocking at the door, or on the door, I should say. And I believe that he's just around the corner from, you know, getting that consistency. But you nailed it. He needs to probably have more impact for longer periods of the game.
Yeah. And I mean, I didn't mind the structure of Mundy playing key forward with Darcy as the resting forward, you know, to pinch hit in the ruck. I felt that Darcy really, you know, competed well, made it every contest. And Mundy, like, in the last quarter, essentially kicked two goals and had one goal assist after, like, you know, having a pretty quiet day. So who knows? Mate, yeah, so just on the St Kilda team, mate, Blake Aker's a very good player. Hannelbury coming back in after illness. Noone's also a very good player. And Stevenson, the other guys, mate, I couldn't tell you. If I walked down the street, I wouldn't be able to tell you who they are. But Jack Stevens. So, I mean, that's four really good players that are able to come in for St Kilda. Whether or not they come in, who knows. Mate, let's go into the matchup, shall we?
Oh,
and I've
yes.
got a new nickname for the matchups, mate. It's a shout-out to my mates for this one. But in the back line, mate, Hurricane Hughes.
Duh.
The man who can make Category 10 mistakes. But I think, mate, after last week, I went back in my chat, my Dockers chat, and I was like, boys, we need to give some more love to Hughesy. Like, he always gets the boots, like, especially in our chat. Like, people will lay the boots into Hughes. Like, he's not good enough. He was outstanding on the weekend. And if you watch that little clip that the Freo Dockers media team put up, and shout out to you, Wardy, because it got me salivating, mate, licking my lips yesterday in terms of the tackling and the pressure. A lot of it is Ethan Hughes. Pressure, body on the line, tackling, one percenters, mate. Doing all that stuff. If he can just, and we talked about this plenty of times, if he can just reduce the Category 10 mistakes, that is, you can make mistakes. Category 1, maybe the ball dribbles out and it's a throw-in. Category 10 is like what he did against in Launceston, where he kicked it into the man on the mark. The ball went down the other end, kicked a goal, and they might as well blown the siren after that. Mate, hopefully, and I know Hughes is a bit of a medium to medium-sized backman. Hopefully he'll be playing on Tim Membury, who's kicked 38 goals, had 114 score involvements, is the St Kilda's leading goal scorer. Good player, got some nice arm tats as well, old member Barry.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the, I still go back to this one, the old palm tree.
The palm tree?
In colour. Yeah.
Oh, is that what he's got?
Yeah.
Oh, that's grim, mate. Yeah. I mean, any tattoo is a weird tattoo. Look, last time they played against the Dockers, he kicked 2 goals, 1 and had 3 goal assists, Membury, so he'll be the one to look out for there. Oz, your matchups in the midfield, mate.
Oh, mate, do I have matchups? Yes, I do. So we're going to start with what I call a Sebastian Ross versus the one and only Banfield Ooh. Of the Bailey variety, which is called the Terminator Part 3. Now, I don't want to talk about Terminator, the third Terminator movie, because we know it's diabolical. So this is the true Terminator 3. I think it peaks at Terminator 2.
There's a new one coming out, apparently, mate.
Oh, here we go.
With the original Sarah Connor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I'm interested.
Mm.
So it's, for me, it peaks at Terminator 2.
It's so this is the guy who did Deadpool as well.
Oh, really?
For sure. So it could be good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Got you licking your lips.
Oh, mate. Very much so. So, look, in terms of Seb Ross, I'll start with him. He's played 121 games. He's 187 centimetres and 86 kegs, 26 years of old. What concerns me at the moment is his 26 disposals, his four tackles a game, and his 4.5 inside 50s. He's actually ranked 17th in the competition, Duck, in terms of total inside 50s. He drives a lot of their forward play. And he's actually 15th in total uncontested possessions. So we need to put someone on him.
Oh.
Who is that person? It's the Terminator.
Yeah.
Put some sunglasses on this guy. You can hear the Terminator music in the background. That's Bailey Banfield. Now, Banners, his pressure around the contest is elite. And he puts time into Ross if given the opportunity. Has the opportunity for me to possibly nullify his impact. Now, he's had a career high 9 tackles versus the Suns in round 2. He's had 6 tackles versus the Blues, as you alluded to earlier in a previous pod. Also 6 tackles versus the Cats. Now, did you know this?
He's great tackling.
Beautiful. He's actually ranked above average in handballs at 7.4, but this is what we don't appreciate about Bailey Banfield. He is ranked elite in 1%ers at 2 per game, disposal efficiency at 80.3%, tackles at 5.6 per game, pressure acts at 22.6 per game, and kicking efficiency at 72.4%. Now, that doesn't stop there, Duck. He's also ranked elite at intercept possessions at 2.4 per game. Now, don't tell me that this guy who's ranked elite in more statistics than you've had cut lunches doesn't have an impact on the contest. So, very excited about that one.
Oh, should do.
Okay, my second one very quickly is Jack Billings versus Reece Conker. So, 184 centimetres, 84 kegs, played 104 games. Jack Billings is quite handy. Why? He's ranked 9th in the competition at uncontested possessions. He's ranking 26.1% disposals per game at 3.2 tackles as well and 3.6 inside 50s. He's a midfield but also likes to go forward. So, he does have
a goal.
That. Loves a sniff and loves a goal. Now, Reece Conker is the man for me. 181 centimetres, 83 kegs, played 123 games, but that's neither here nor there. It's his 20.5 disposals per game, and it's the Richmond-style 13 kicks to 15 kicks that we really need from Reece per game. He just drives the ball forward.
Mm.
So it's that Richmond aggressive, kick it forward at all costs. Look, does it go in all sorts of directions? Look, probably. He probably would like to be a little bit more accurate with his kicking, but I like the fact that he's always looking to be aggressive. He's also on 4 tackles per game. And here is a statistic that is underrated. 317.4 metres gained per game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is very good.
Had a good email on Tuesday from a listener saying that he probably played more as a defensive winger than anything else. And I went back and had a look at his hotspot. He did. Played more as a defensive winger, which was quite good. Also, mate, another thing that's...
I haven't finished with my stats yet, but
okay,
you could go.
Sorry, no.
No, you could go.
I think Conker will probably play more of a lockdown role, and I was very impressed with the Dockers. I thought we played a very Richmond-style game on the weekend. If we can get... Because you look at that Richmond team, they're very similar profile to the Dockers, except for probably having some better forwards, key forwards. Same kind of good defenders, good midfield, and then just like a million little dudes just going mental in the forward line and in the back line. Like just manic pressure.
I'll finish by saying this, Duck. He's actually ranked elite in spoils at 1.2 per game and above average in his rebound 50s at 2.4 and 1% is at 1.9. So for me, I like that matchup, those two matchups, in fact. So let's go to the forward line.
Yeah, forward line, just nice and quickly. Shane Savage, look, really plays that quarterback role for St. Kilda with his kicking off half back. He's elite kicking there. He leads the Saints in rebound 50s with 81. And I've got him matched up, and hopefully I see this lockdown role a little bit of a young Sam Switkowski. Switter, mate, pressure personified last week. Look, led the team in tackles. Smother at the end of the game was epic as well. And look, the only thing I want from Switter, and we pray for it every night, mate, is that Switter, one, kicks a goal, and two, kicks more than one goal. You know, the guy, I think he's kicked four goals for the seasons, and two of them came in one game. So, look, as a forward pocket, I would love for him to kick a goal. That would be the key. All right, guys, we'll go to a break. When we come back, first time they met, predictions, and, of course, dual citizens. Welcome back to the Purple Patch, episode 9, season 1, Purple Patch, Dockers Almost. Podcast brought to you. Every time, mate, you look at me and then you pause. Dockers podcast brought to you by Fremantle Dockers, from Fremantle Dockers fans, for Fremantle Dockers fans.
Yes.
More than anything, guys, we are fan-driven podcast with Duck and Oz, two absolute battlers, mate, battling it out.
Oh, mate, battlers, mate, in suits today.
Battlers and nuffies, mate, I call us. Hey, look, let's get into to dual citizens, mate.
Go.
The first time they met.
Oh, yeah.
Now, mate, I had a long list of guys I could go back through. Now, you preface maybe Zachy Dawson.
Yeah.
Look, who I'd completely forgotten about. And I had him under my Hawthorne Excel spreadsheet, but not my St. Kilda.
Yeah.
And listening to the SAC podcast, apparently Scotty Waters wanted to keep him, mate.
Yes.
But they didn't have any money, so he came to the Dockers. He only wanted a 20 grand pay rise or something.
Well, all in all, I love Zach Dawson. Why? Because there's two badges I've bought at the Fremantle Football Club.
Mm.
One was Scott Thornton.
Yeah.
And the other was Zach Dawson.
Scott Thornton kicked the goal on the weekend for the opening goal. Pretty good.
Don't need
something. Mate, could have gone Tony Delaney, another cult figure.
Oh!
Adrian Fletcher, bit of a cult figure,
yes,
but actually a very good footy
player.
Very
good footy player.
Matty Carr, bit of a cult figure.
Right.
Dylan Robertson, you know, a guy who I'd love to have stayed in the, and you know, thoughts and prayers go out to the young fella with his dicky heart. Brett Peak, son of a gun.
Yes.
And another bit of a cult figure. Gavin Mitchell, that's got cult figure
Gavin
status.
Gavin Mitchell.
Mark Gailey.
Oh, boy.
I think he's at Scotch College now. Craig Callaghan, who's like one of the all-time cult figures.
Where
but,
in the world?
Mate, I have to do a yo-yo, man, because I love a yo-yo player.
Here we go.
And the Dockers are the ultimate yo-yo guys. That's Heath Black. Mate, Heath Black got drafted to the Dockers in 1996, pick 12. From 97 to 01, he played 69 games for the Dockers and was traded for pick 17, who was later on-traded for Jeffrey Farmer. So that's got me licking my lips, mate. Now, guys, if you want to do a bit of a deep dive, I couldn't figure it out. I had, like, you know, when you see the red lines going everywhere and, like, there's the war. I've got to do one of those because I tried to figure out where pick 17 went
in
2001.
Mind.
Honestly, like, Greg Stafford and Nick Daffy are involved. Barry Hall going to St. Kilda. Clint Bizzle's involved.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
A local gardener from Adelaide.
I think Kelly, what's his name? James Kelly, and
yes,
they get picked up with pick 17 in the draft anyway. But then he plays 54 games for St. Kilda, and he's involved in a classic. And this was a thing that was very very prevalent in the noughties, the early noughties in particular, a three-way trade. From these three legends, Heath Black was obviously one of them. He went from St. Kilda to Fremantle. Trey Simmons went from Fremantle to Richmond, and I think he signed a 5-year deal there. And Aaron Fiora went from Richmond
Fiora
to St. Kilda. So I think Heath Black ended up playing 69 games for the Dockers in his second stint.
Yep.
So two lots of 69. So pretty exciting there.
Yeah.
I think Trey Simmons played about 90 games, and Fiora played about 54.
Nope.
So quite interesting with that one. Look, four-time top 10 Doig medalist, 7th in 99, 2nd in 01, 4th in 05, and 9th in 07. Mate, I'll take you back to a game where he had an absolute ripper. 2007 at home at Subiaco in front of 36,000. The Fremantle Dockers, 96, defeated Hawthorne, 80. Mate, he kicked 30. He had 33 kicks, 33 disposals, 6 tackles, 5 rebound 50s, and 2 goal assists. I think most of his disposals were uncontested. But on that day, mate, a guy by the name of Adam Campbell kicked 4 goals.
Oh.
So that got me excited. But, mate, the big thing that I found
Adam Campbell
in my my internet research, which could be unconfirmed, is that In 2006, he was going to change his name from Heath Black to Heath Purple in a sponsorship deal with Ribena. Remember Ribena?
Yeah, I love Ribena, mate.
Mate, Ribena.
I love my Ribena.
Now, didn't Ribena get found out to be completely false with all their statistics? How they're like, yeah, it's got more vitamin C than anything else.
And who knows?
Apparently, it was just a load of rubbish. So, Heath Black, a.k.a. Heath Purple, mate. In 06 was going to change his name, very similar to Gary Hocking changing his name to Whiskers, but may have been a bit of an off-field incident to stop that. But anyway, Oz, let's get into first time they met, mate. Look it up on Wikipedia, guys.
Fremantle Dockers defeated St Kilda 2011-131 to St Kilda 9660, Duck. Now, that was Saturday the 3rd of June, round 10 at Waverley Park in front of 14,890.
Waverley Park. You know what I remember about Waverley, mate?
Go.
It always had the massive gap between the goals and the stands.
Yes!
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm, yeah.
Now, have a listen to some of these names that were floating about for St Kilda at the time.
Ooh.
Robert Harvey.
Yep.
Nathan Burke.
Yep.
Justin Pickett.
Ooh.
Nicky Winmer.
Oh.
Daryl Wakelin.
Oh, Wakelin.
Ozzie Jones.
Oh, Ozzie
Peter
Jones.
Everett. Spider Everett. Stewie Lowe. Danny Frawley was playing.
Yeah.
Mate,
so this
Sirikowski.
Is the team in 95 that the next year made it to the grand final, unfortunately
correct.
Lost.
That was the game where Barry Hall against the... Was it against the Swans?
What's that?
No.
No, they lost
to... lost to... Who did they lose to?
St Kilda lost to Adelaide.
Adelaide.
And Jarman kicked like 7 goals,
yes,
I think.
Yes, and Barry Hall absolutely... lost it.
Did he?
Yeah. He goes like, yeah. He goes red in the face and all sorts of stuff. Okay. I'm sure of it. Could be wrong. In terms of Fremantle, the usual suspects. Shawnee Mack, who, you know, fresh
fan
off a
favorite,
few games. Fan favourite. 22 disposals.
Only a young fella that.
Young, time. Very young. Very young. Scotty Waters with his 20. Scotty Waters was dominating, mate. In fact, his 28 disposals are pretty good. But 5 goals from Peter Mann.
Oh, Peter Mann.
Peter Mann.
Legend.
5 goals.
Captain of the club, wasn't he? Peter Mann.
Gary Durkee, 4 goals.
RIP Gary Durkee, man.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, 4. Now, what was that, Duck? Who's David Muir? Glad you asked that question.
Who is David Muir?
So David Muir joined the Dockers after spending 1993 on the West Coast list and the following year with North Melbourne. And unfortunately, injury problems restricted his Fremantle career to 20 AFL appearances across 2 seasons. So he played for Claremont and the Waffle between 91 and 93. Of course, everyone comes
Claremont.
From Claremont. 95, we know this. And between 95 and 96. He also played in North Melbourne, as I said, 94, and Fremantle, 95, 96. Now, why is this so interesting? Well, after his football career, he switched over to stand-up paddle surfing, Duck.
Oh.
Where he became an inaugural member of the Waterman League World Tour. Now, his nickname, Duck, is Big Wave Dave.
Big Wave Dave.
Big Wave Dave played, obviously, his 20 games for Frio, but more importantly, in the circuit of stand-up paddling.
The SUP circuit.
Yeah, as they say. He's won a number of significant tour events.
That is unbelievable, mate. What a deep dive.
And
are you sure it's the same
it's
bloke?
It's the same bloke. Look at it. I actually went to YouTube to have a look. And now this guy, also known as Moose, and by some of his mates say that it looks like, he's built like a side of a house. It was, he was a great big body that, you know, the Dockers were hoping would step up, but unfortunately he just broke down on him. Mate, you got to look at this guy ripping it up. Like, go to YouTube, type in David Muir, M-U-I-R,
Sup.
Big Wave Dave.
Big Wave Dave.
Riding the big...
This is all the same sentence, mate. You're jumping into YouTube. Riding the big waves. Yeah. All right, that's pretty long.
Oh, that's a long. All right,
all right. Let's go into predictions, Oz, because it's going to be a very important game for the Dockers this weekend.
Yes,
to keep finals hopes alive, they need to win. Obviously, last time we played at Marvel against Western Bulldogs, we were outclassed and outrun, but we bounced back against Geelong and showed what we can do as a club and as a team. And I thought it was, you know, inspirational effort. And we've had we've played 3 really outstanding games this year in the game against GWS, Collingwood, and then against Geelong. So, mate, we can beat top 8 sides, but it's the bottom 8 sides that we have, or the bottom 4 in particular, we have a bit of trouble against. St Kilda being in that bottom 4, mate. So, how do you think we go?
Now, I think this is going to be Fremantle's opportunity for redemption.
Mm.
I think that tackling pressure will be relentless. I think we have a real red-hot sniff for finals. Now, if that doesn't get the boys up and about, I don't know whatever will. Yeah. So, therefore, I think Fremantle will win. And I'm going to say comfortably. I'm going to say 5 goals.
Nice. All right. I can all... Mate, if the pressure's up, this will be it. If the pressure's up, we win by 5. If the pressure's not there, we lose by 5.
I like it. You're going either side, so you can't be wrong.
I'm going either side. I think we'll either win by about 25 points or we'll lose by 25 points. Won't be a close one. We'll either win pretty comfortably or lose comfortably. But I'm hoping that we win comfortably. I'm hoping that all the Freo fans, especially you, Bahundi Williams, are out there cheering for the Dockers in the away games. We know we've got a lot of Melbourne fans listening to us. Get out there, make some noise, and cheer the boys on, I reckon.
Yeah, we got a red hot sniff. Mm. Get around them.
Yeah, mate, it's going to be a great game. 11:10 on Sunday, guys. Remember, it is an excuse to have a beer down the pub if you want to. So, have a good time and have a good Sunday, and hopefully the Dockers get up.
All righty. See you later.